Welcome to Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jerry Mumphrey. Batting second. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting third. The right fielder, Mike Anderson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The catcher, Joe Ferguson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hector Cruz. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Vic Harris. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Lee Richard. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eric Rasmussen. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Eric Rasmussen. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Frank Tavares. Batting second. The second baseman, Rennie Stennett. Batting third. The center fielder, Al Oliver. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dave Parker. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Richie Zisk. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bill Robinson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Duffy Dyer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Rooker. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Jim Rooker. And now, play ball. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rooker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stennett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares strikes out. One out. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett hits a fly ball into right field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Rasmussen, and towards Kessinger, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Parker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Ferguson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferguson hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is called out on strikes. One out. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cruz juggles the ball. That's an error on Cruz. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richard fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric Rasmussen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rasmussen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Rooker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rooker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0 for 1 in the game. Tavares hits a fly ball into center field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0 for 1 in the game. Stennett takes first base on ball 4. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rasmussen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 0 for 1 in the game. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares misplays the ball. That's an error on Tavares. Kessinger moves to second. Mike Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Parker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Ferguson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferguson is 0 for 1 in the game. Ferguson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 1 in the game. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cruz fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0 for 1 in the game. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rasmussen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Zisk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 1 in the game. Cruz hits a fly ball into left field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0 for 1 in the game. Richard hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zisk. Richard reaches second base with a double. Erik Rasmussen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rasmussen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rasmussen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson strikes out. One out. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rooker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rooker is 0 for 1 in the game. Rooker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0 for 2 in the game. Tavares hits a pop-up into right field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 0 for 2 in the game. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stennett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stennett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stennett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stennett. The throw from Ferguson and he is safe. Stennett steals second. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Oliver strikes out. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 2 in the game. Stargell hits a line drive towards short. Kessinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0 for 2 in the game. Parker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Parker. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Joe Ferguson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferguson is 0 for 2 in the game. Ferguson strikes out. One out. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 2 in the game. Cruz takes first base on ball 4. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 2 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards right. Parker fields it and throws to second to catch Cruz for the out. Simmons moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Richard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rooker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Zisk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rasmussen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Zisk moves to second. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Dyer bunts towards first. Simmons scoops it up and throws to first, with Richard covering, for the out. Zisk moves to third. Robinson moves to second. One out. Jim Rooker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rooker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rooker hits a fly ball into center field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Zisk tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Pirates. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0-for-3 in the game. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock pinch hits for Eric Rasmussen. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock strikes out. One out. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 0-for-3 in the game. Mumphrey takes first base on ball 4. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zisk. Kessinger reaches second base with a double. Mumphrey goes all the way around to score. It's Cardinals, 1, Pirates, 1. Mike Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a pop-up towards first. Stargell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Simmons is walked intentionally. Joe Ferguson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferguson is 0-for-3 in the game. Ferguson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stargell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Al Raboski now pitching. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stennett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Raboski fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-3 in the game. Stargell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ferguson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0-for-3 in the game. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Simmons scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Parker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Pirates 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Cruz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-3 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Richard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harris moves to second. Ron Fairley pinch hits for Al Raboski. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Mumphrey hits a fly ball into right field. Parker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Greif now pitching. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Zisk strikes out. One out. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Dyer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 2, and St. Louis Cardinals, 1. Goodbye from Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh.